is, my acting name is Louis Sheldon, but I'm called nowadays Louis Sheldon Williams. And the part that I played was as a German soldier. I had no particular name. And I appeared with Vicky Michel in a couple of scenes. My part was as a German who was looking at something but was distracted by her beauty. Well, there came a point, because I spoke German and I'd played lots of small parts in television, there came a time when people used to just call up my agent and book me, you know, to see if I was not working on something else, and if I wasn't, then they would just book me for it. And that was how it happened in Allo Allo. It was all in the studio. BBC Centre at White City, what was the main film studios for the BBC at that time. Well, as I say, I was struck by the beauty of Vicky Michel, and we had this sort of semi-love scene together, and that was it, really. Yes, I did. I met Kenneth Connor, whom I was a great fan of from the Carry On days. I also met Nicholas Frankau, whom I'd worked with years before in a film called Goodbye, Mr. Chips, when we were both in our teens, you know, about 14, 15 years old. And I also met, I met nearly everyone in the cast, but I particularly remember the actor who played Herr Flick, who was very funny. He had a great sense of humour. After I was chosen for the part, I was sent to Burmans and Nathans in Camden, and you know, they pulled off a jacket and trousers from the rack, and so I was costumed at that point. I think they always did do makeup in those days, but it would have been very basic makeup, just to sort of like a bit of powder on the nose and any sort of other shiny parts, you might say. There wasn't any particular makeup. It was very basic. Oh yes, I would have been pleased to have done it. Yes, I enjoyed my time on the series. It was just very pleasant, easygoing. You know, there was no hard work involved. It was just everything fell into place. And the day when it was filmed, they had an audience there, of course, the public. People would have had tickets to go and watch it, and they would shoot a scene. And then, if it was good, they would keep it and move on. Otherwise, they would ask people to ask the audience to laugh again in the same scenes as they did it over again. Well, I'm afraid not really. I mean, as I say, I played a lot of German parts in television programs and series and one-off things. My memories are a bit limited, really. Well, I'm disabled nowadays, so the only work that I could do would be as a disabled person. I have an agent, and I have photographs in Spotlight, which is the actor's directory. I have photographs in there. And I would hope to get some interviews and jobs that way. But my walking is limited. I need to use walking sticks or a wheelchair or something like that because of my infirmity. I could still muster a German line or two in anything that comes up. But you see, the war has stopped on television. They don't do any wartime series for television anymore. Enemy at the Door, Secret Army, Hello, Hello, and any one-off ones. I mean, I was remembering the other day that I worked with Kenneth Moore in a programme which name I do not remember, but it was all about whether the Germans had been successful and had come over and taken over England. And it was all about life living under the German regime. And I worked with Kenneth Moore in that. I met him, that is. And he was in a scene close to me and so on, and I said hello to him. That was the last time I saw him in anything, in fact. So he was quite an age at that time. I was in 1989, I played a terribly small part in Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade. So I met Sean Connery. Obviously, I met the director, who was very pleasant, I spent 3 days working on that in, I think it was Pinewood Studios.